This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hey everyone, it's Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun Fund 2018. I'm with Jim Blessing of Air Fleet Capital. Jim, you guys are the big aircraft loan guys, a big presence in the market. We haven't talked for a while about the state of finance. What are the rates like? What's the availability and the approvals and any changes with interest rates starting to creep up and the stock market going crazy?
Well, as the stock market goes up, we see our phones start to ring more. So it's been a direct correlation with the increasing economy and increasing activity on the financing side. You couple that with the lending community having a lot of appetite for lending on aircraft, and it's a great environment for buyers right now. On the interest rate side, we've definitely seen a lot of underlying pressure in the rate market. Rates are coming up. So far, they haven't had a tremendous impact on the aircraft lending segment, but they have had an impact on other segments, homes, automobiles. I suspect that they will have an impact on the aircraft segment here this year. We're expecting to see a continued rate advances this year, next year, and then we'll see what the impact of the tax bill does on the economy longer term, whether or not we have, you know, more broad impacts on the interest rate market. But right now, by and large, most interest rates are in the 4.5% to 5.5% range on long-term fixed rates. And we're expecting by the end of the year we might be somewhere in the 5.5% to 6% range, and we'll see what happens next year.
That 4.5% is kind of a historical low, isn't it?
Yeah, we're still real low. We did dip down as low as right around 4% probably a couple years ago, May. It was probably a year before the election. But we have crept up since then. There seems to be, you know, regardless of what you feel politically, there seems to be a positive attitude on the small business side. A lot of our customers are entrepreneurs, owner-flown aircraft, and they seem to have found a way to get their businesses more productive and growing again and reinvesting in capital, and that's where we come in.
Are there any discernible trends in what people are buying?
No, we see the full gamut, everything from light aircraft up through light to mid-size business jets. Again, most of our market is owner-flown aircraft, which is small businesses, and we're seeing activity, strong activity across the board, just throughout that entire spectrum.
What is the potential effect of inflation if we see a little bit of that coming with the market or the economy heating up?
Well, that would definitely have an impact on interest rates. So that's going to be probably the most dramatic impact on interest rates will be from inflation. And I think that there's a concern that we've lost a generation. People who are used to rates in the 4 to 5% range, you've got 10 years of rates at this range. What's going to happen when they return to what's considered to be a normal interest rate environment of 6.5% or 7%? And inflation will have a huge role in that. And it's a creeping concern that, you know, here if we haven't had buyers see 7% interest rates in the last 10 years, what are they going to do when they see that? Hopefully we can educate them that that is a good rate environment. It means that the economy is usually doing well and that they should continue their capital investments.
Yeah, and we could see that coming, I suppose.
Yeah, I would think so in the next few years.
As far as qualification, any changes in what buyers need to qualify?
No. Like I said, appetite has continued to improve. There's more interest in on the bank side and the lending side in building aircraft portfolios and putting aircraft loans on the books. So, but by and large, you typically see for aircraft in the high-performance single-engine piston side, you know, you provide 2 or 3 years tax returns, personal financial statement, and a bank statement, and an expect and lending decision within, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 days, depending on your financial complexity.
Okay, well, thanks, Jim. We've been speaking with Jim Blessing. He's the man with all the money at Air Fleet Capital. You can contact them at airfleetcapital.com. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2018. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.